Doug, what in the world do you have on, man?
This is my shirt from high school.
I'm sorry to tell you, but you're not the same size that you were in high school.
You don't think so? I felt that it was a little tight around my stomach, just a little bit. I've only gained like 30 pounds since graduating.
Dude, it's tight around everything. It's making me feel constricted. You need some new swag, brother. You need some new swag.
I just don't know where to go to get it, though.
The swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store is where you can get you a brand new shirt, man.
What kind of designs do they have? Is it like something that's popping? Am I going to be on fleek?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but the kids say it.
All right, we're both going to go over to the swag merch store, where everybody should go to the swag merch store to get them some new drip. Aha! That's a word the kids are saying too.
Drip. Go ahead and drip. Accumulate my drip. Where the hell do I go to get it?
fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drip, drip, drip. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's another Fat Guy Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Appreciate you all for joining us for this very auspicious occasion.
Hey, it's very spacious. Dogecoin hit 10 cents.
Auspacious, D.A.
Oh.
Oh, dang, bro. I just sold my Dogecoin, too.
Idiot. Stupid.
Somebody's delay may have been fixed. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. I did something last night, actually, that I have not done in over a year.
Showered?
You know, I've been showering. We had the whole Dove antibacterial body wash.
Yeah, I remember that. Don't remind me of that stupid.
I've been showering.
You haven't done it in how long?
Over a year.
Over a year.
I think the last time I went or did this was in March 2020.
What's it called when you get your booty hole? Booty hole bleach.
Nope.
Sorry. He didn't get no ding, but he didn't ding me.
He didn't give a guess.
I thought he did. Now he's looking at the show notes, so now he's going to know.
DT, did you give a guess?
DT gave a show note.
I said shower, but I'm going to go ahead.
He did give a guess.
I'm going to say something that you haven't done in a while.
Since the pandemic, March 2020.
Ooh, I'm going to say you went out to a sit-down restaurant.
Oh, hell no. I wouldn't go to a sit-down restaurant if I had three vaccines in my butt.
See, but the thing is I heard about this new restaurant. It's on the moon. Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't heard about the new restaurant on the moon.
Well, it has really good food, but no atmosphere.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Listener Bill, my buddy Bill is going to fall out of his chair when he hears that joke on the show.
I know, because that's where I got it from.
He is going to fall out of his seat.
You stole that joke?
His lovely wife, Tammy, is going to have to pick him up off the floor because you did the restaurant on the moon atmosphere joke.
It's a great joke, and I love when he told it to you and you told it to us. I use that joke all the time.
Don't put that on me. I'm not going around saying those corny ass jokes. Okay, I did repeat it because I love Bill. But nevertheless, no, I didn't go to a restaurant on the moon.
AK-47 said Corey had relations.
He's never had that.
No.
Lady K said the laundromat.
No, Lady K, no. Because remember when you bought me those new washers? I mean, when I bought those washer and dryers.
When you bought me. You don't remember we broke in that dryer?
Yeah, you're welcome for that fast spin cycle. Mm-hmm. Boys, I went to QT, a gas station. And not only did I go to a QT gas station, I went inside.
And not only did he go inside.
I'm so confused.
He got taquitos.
I did not get taquitos. I thought about it, but I will tell you why I did not end up.
Those taquitos are fire.
I'll tell you why I did not end up getting taquitos.
Fire. Okay, they're open and out, rolling around people with COVID. So,
DA, were you there?
They have a splash card.
It's a QT.
They have a splash card. It's like Subway.
Okay. I guess, but germs travel and move.
Yeah, they travel up. They don't go down. So splash card helps.
What goes up must come down. If I say ha-choo up in the air, those follicles fall.
No, they don't. It's science.
I'm trying to find an accompanied soundtrack for this story.
And I'm just so confused because I've been in QT almost every week since the pandemic.
And how many COVID tests have you taken?
I've taken like 5.
There you go.
And I haven't been positive for one, unlike somebody else in this trio. I'm not going to say who.
And I haven't even visited QT, but I did go to a pizzeria.
There you go. See, so DA, you've been in a QT, probably in there licking doorknobs.
Nah, I wouldn't call it a doorknob. They call it eating the groceries.
I really want this sound effect because
eating the groceries, okay.
In the QT.
That is not. I mean, the bathrooms are spacious.
Well, I mean, I guess you can say those taquitos are grocery worthy.
Have y'all gentlemen ever seen a glory hole in person?
What?
Have y'all?
You're not supposed to be over my house.
Corey's like,
Why would you say
the hole of glory?
Why would you have a glory hole in your house, though?
Hey, you don't worry about that, DM. Grown ass dog, bro.
It's not a glory hole, bro. It's a hole of glory.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
So Corey's thing don't go through it.
No. I really need the sound effect that I'm mad that I don't have it.
Not to say that QT would have glory holes. That's more of a Circle K 7-Eleven thing. But
see,
I've been seeing these speedways.
The bus depot.
I'm sure you do. I've been seeing these speedway gas stations pop up everywhere too.
Because you speed the way, you know?
We're really not on tonight.
If someone didn't miss the freaking show meeting in the beginning, we'd probably be on.
I get all my bad jokes.
Yes, that's where me and you talk, and I give out all my bad jokes. So then when I get to the show, all my jokes land.
You call that a meeting?
It's a meeting.
It's the pre-show meeting.
Then what's the pre-show meeting?
The one you never attend.
Oh, well, shit, the what? Are you surprised I don't know about it?
All right, I can't find the stupid.
Just play you're a douche.
No, I'm not. I don't want to play that. Ah, come on, man. It's got to be here somewhere. And the funny thing is that when I search for these sounders, I find them like after the show.
All I know is y'all brothers need to invest, invest, invest. My portfolio.
In Dogecoin.
Are you?
I really am.
When did you get in?
When it was like less than a 7 cents.
Nice. Me too. Well, actually, I got in at 7 cents.
Okay.
Some people got in at like 0.002. And then
I was trying to get in at that. I was trying to get on at that because right now you'll be friggin' crazy.
You know what? I'm so mad at myself. Okay. So anyway, back to the QT. I'm sorry. Thank you, boys, for covering me.
I tried to get it in here at the top
of the show, but I couldn't. So I went to QT for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is the, Fat Guy Radio Show, birthday crash show. For those of you that don't know, it's my birthday. And we have a guest that's joining us on the line. And we're going to get this guest in on the show right now. Guest, are you on the line? Can you hear us? Guest, are you there?
I guess not.
Oh. Okay, there I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the show. Our dear Lady K, or should I say my dear Lady K. Aww.
That's exactly right.
Ooh, she sounds so good. I love this new system. D-Tay, all that money we paid for this new system just paid for itself right now with Lady K sounding as beautiful as she does right now.
And hi, Lady K, can you hear us?
I can. It took a second to pop in, though. It's kind of scared me a little bit. I didn't think it was going to pop in, but it did. We're good.
Well, that same as Corey with you, huh?
You son of a
bitch.
Took
a second. You didn't think it happened, but it did.
Is it in? Yay. Yep, there it is.
Go at him, Lady K. Go at him. I don't have to fight for you. I know use a strong Southern, beautiful, sexy belle with that damn accent. I couldn't stand up right now, boys. Is that inappropriate on my birthday?
No, it's your birthday. You're allowed to not stand up.
It's inappropriate that you're wearing clothes.
Everyone deserves a birthday tripod.
Who's wearing clothes? I'm not.
Good night, everybody. Let's just turn into a private video chat.
Lady K, you have my snap still.
Hey, back off, D-Tay. You keep your dolphin over there. This is mine. This is the only one I got.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
She's searching for a ringtone on the show, and you're not going to say a thing. She's looking for a new ringtone.
No, somebody's actually calling in the house, so I was trying to get rid of that real quick. Sorry.
Because they heard you. They're like, oh, gosh, she's on the show. Let's call her and interrupt it.
And she's not wearing clothes.
I don't think they have a clue, honestly. It's crazy since the move and everything, and I still have stuff boxed up and wrapped up everywhere. It's making me crazy. Corey, I need you.
Yes, you do. And like I did for everybody else in my family that wanted me to help them move and unpack, I hired movers for them. So they'll be there by tomorrow morning, I promise you. Because Lady K, you know, I don't sweat very well, because when I do sweat, I start to crave breakfast because it smells like bacon. You know, so I avoid the sweating and so forth. But for those of you that are just tripping over the show for the first time, and you may not know who this person is, this is Lady K, P1 of all P1s here, the leader of the pack, if you will. And it is my it is the fat guy's birthday. So, of course, I had to extend the virtual proverbial olive branch. That doesn't really fit into this because we didn't have a fight.
I was going to say, it's more like red purple carpet.
Okay, yeah,
It's purple carpet.
The purple carpet. I extended the purple carpet to Lady K to come in on the show. She's not on the phone, boys. She's connected via our virtual studio software, which I just realized I may have given her too much power, so she may be able to just pop in at any time.
Well, that's what a woman does.
But Lady K is my number one. She's number one on the dial and number one in my heart. So I had to have her on the show. How long she's going to be on the show, I don't care. She can sit in on the show for the whole show for all I care and pipe in whenever she wants to because she's connected in. But we had her here on the show. I was getting to my QT story, but now D-Tay is telling me that I have to actually start the show.
Yep.
So I will get to my QT story after, and we'll also catch up with Lady K, and then DA will do his best to make it very uncomfortable for the both of us.
Not at all.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Lady K, what do you have to say? DA. What do you have to say to DA? I'm sorry.
He's up on my man.
Oh. And Lady K just kicked the beginning of the show. Yeah.
The party. Yeah. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America. You wanna laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy? Yes, we got Corey. He's bougie AF. And we got D-Tay. He never does anything. And then D-A. He's lazy, and little D, yo, he's crazy. Putting together, they all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running.
Fat Guy Radio
Show.
Fat Guy
Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio
Show. It's the Fat Guy
Radio
Show.
Podcast.
Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy
Radio
Show. It's the Fat Guy
Radio
Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast, ho. Let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
My co-host, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D, is kind of popping in and popping out. Maybe we'll hear from him later on the show. And joining us all the way on the other side of the country, the queen herself. If Fat Guy Radio Show had a royal family, she would be the queen. Joining us on the show is also Lady K. Let's see if she has something, a cute little quirk to say. And Lady K is joining us on the show.
Oh! Ooh. Ooh. That was quick.
She knows radio, bro. She got me. Of course, it's radio. Mm-hmm. All right, Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. Use hashtag FatGuyRadioShow. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. Today's show is brought to you by our swag merch store, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. I think the next shirt we should have is It's My Birthday shirt. I think this shirt that I'm wearing should be available in our swag merch store.
I second that.
DA?
I don't. No, I don't like it.
Lady K, you have the last word. Should this shirt be in the store? Yes or no?
It absolutely should.
DA, you're out. Hit up our swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. And if you have an idea of something that you like to see in the swag merch store, hit us up on social media. We want you to care, so share with us your ideas. And yes, we will plagiarize them, take them, and profit from them. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Well, welcome to the show, everyone, everywhere. Lady K, you're welcome to hang out on the show. I didn't have anything like, you know, official that we could actually talk about, but you're welcome to hang out.
And that's okay. And I will tell you that I'm not going to hang out too awful long because I want to like lay down and really enjoy it like I normally do.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I did want to tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
I did want to tell you that I am extremely honored that you invited me for your special birthday show.
Of course.
And I also wanted to just say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Corey. Happy birthday to you.
Damn, one more verse. I'm almost there. That was beautiful. I'm kidding.
That was nice.
That was beautiful. DA, did you get a birthday song from Lady K on your birthday?
I didn't.
You did not. Just want to point that out. Thank you, Lady K, so much. Of course, we haven't had you on the show like this whole pandemic. DT, I don't think I remember the last time we had Lady K on the show.
I don't remember either.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's
been like 2 years coming up.
Yeah. And I've hinted at some things on the air because there were some people, I mean, there's other fatnatics that reach out to us and say, hey, where's Lady K? We didn't hear from Lady K and stuff like that. So I kind of hinted that some things were, you know, being adjusted, you know, personally for you. And I didn't spill your beans as far as the stuff that I knew, you know what I mean? But
you did flick your bean though.
We are always, we cannot have one.
This is not Afterburn.
Exactly, DT.
Look at her. She's like the Southern white Corey. Promoting with the puns.
Lady K just said it. There's the title. Down. The Southern white Corey.
Okay, and it's also another shirt for the swag store.
Oh, there you go. You know what?
And she's thinking about marketing and money?
DA, do you think I picked the dumb ones?
Did you want me to be honest?
No, DA. We're all going to be talking in your accent by the end of the show. But DA, of course, she's got to have the smarts. She's got to have the smarts. Now, she can come up with all the ideas for Fat Guy Radio Show.
And we don't have to pay her.
But in the private sector, she should have no ideas.
Like outside of the kitchen?
You have a point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, she shouldn't, because it's, you know, it's a phone book, you know, just use a phone book. It doesn't leave bruises.
Yep. There's the Fat Guy Radio Show Lady K, and then there's the domestic Lady K. So I know where the line is.
See, DA? See, look, man, you think that I be talking that I got this pimp hand? You think that's all talk, bruh?
She knows pimp her hand. Place.
Come on, DA. Just because your life is out of whack, you were sitting there. Lady K, I know you're probably watching the delayed video play, but DA is just sitting there like, damn. Corey really got it on lock.
Yeah,
it'll catch up in a second. I'll be able to see it in a minute.
Yes, yeah, it's 20.
That's what she said.
Yo, everything she's saying is so provocative. I'm not even being dramatic. It is.
I'm just glad my little brother isn't here because it would be just absolutely horrible right now.
Oh goodness, I can't imagine. But you tell him I said hi, and he missed it.
He did miss it. He totally did miss it. But Lady K,
Corey misses it.
Boys, I'm trying to get her to the point where she can lay down.
Aren't you always trying to get her to that point? Corey, everything y'all saying is very sexually tensiony.
Hey, DA, we grown over here.
On the line.
It's a sexual tension birthday cake.
we could probably hump the tension.
He is so trying to go Afterburn.
He really is. And the thing is that it's actually Afterburn, he has nothing to say. He becomes a monk.
But yeah, I don't really want to be there.
But never thank you, DA. But nevertheless, Lady K, it wouldn't have been a birthday. We couldn't rack our minds around when was the last time we had to have you on the show. And I had to have you on the show. And I will tell you this. There were two guests that I reached out to be on the Corey Blaze Spectacular, non-spectacular pandemic birthday show.
Yes.
And you were the only one that posted.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, the other one could not make it at the last minute.
DM me. I'll get them.
But that means that the best always comes through. You know what I'm saying?
The cream rises to the top. Exactly.
See, Lady K, I was trying not to say that because these boys was going to hop on that.
Not the cream rising to the top.
Jesus, pizza.
Yeah, the cream, the butter to my biscuit. Like, damn.
So, Lady K, before you go, would you like to hear my QT story that I probably at this point oversold?
No, absolutely. I'd love to hear it.
So I went to QT, which is a local gas station here.
An iPhone at a swap meet.
And what prompted me to have to go to QT is that I needed milk. I was out of milk, and I've been ordering my groceries online. And when you order them online through Walmart, there's a $35 minimum here. And I didn't want to order $35 worth of milk. I've made that mistake once. So I didn't want to order $35 of milk. So I said, okay, this is what I can do. I can go to QT and I can buy milk because I know QT sells milk. Mm. And then I had the thought, maybe I can just go to Walmart and go in and grab milk and come right back out. And then I started to do some fat guy math. I says, okay, the cubic airspace of Walmart is about 320,000 cubic feet of air.
Okay.
The QT across the street from the Walmart is roughly around 110 to 115 cubic feet of air. Mm-hmm. So with the lesser amount of cubic feet of air, that's the lesser amount of possible COVID particles floating in the air. Mm. So that's how I made the decision to go to QT. I also said, I will go late at night when no one's there. When all the old people in my neighborhood go to sleep.
Yep.
So I went at 11:30 at night. I clocked myself on my smartwatch, 45 seconds in and out.
Nice.
Wow.
And the cashier only thing the cashier touched was my milk because she had to ring it up. They have the new just tap and go credit card machines. So I was able to go, didn't ask for a receipt, and I was out of there. But while I was in the QT, someone sneezed.
Ooh, well, there you go.
Oh, gosh.
And DA?
If I had pearls, I'd clutch them.
Clutch your pearls, girl. I heard a sneeze on the other side of the store. I started to Flintstone feet my ass about that damn store so fast. I'm like, get to the counter. Before they get to the counter, I don't want to know if they had a mask on or not. I was shocked when I walked up to the QT store and the sign that used to be on the door said mask required. It now says, DA, mask suggested.
Oh, I ain't got to wear no mask.
Can't you don't have out. To wear a mask because you've been euthanized. You've been euthanized. So you don't have to wear a mask.
I don't think that's the right term.
That's the right term. I'm sure. I checked with Lady K before the show. It's euthanized.
You got your vacuum.
Yeah, you got your vacuum. So you didn't get the vacuum. Oh, no, you got the vacuum. So you wouldn't get the Rona euthanization.
Vaseline.
The Vaseline euthanization.
Oh, this is not making sense.
It does make sense. It makes complete sense.
The modern era.
Yeah, the modern era, modern time, and modern margarita all plays into this.
Yeah, you got that Jackson.
So I went in and I got in. I was in and out 45 seconds. Someone sneezed. Of course, I was double masked up, but I got my milk and I was proud of myself. And we'll find out 10 days from now if I'm dead.
Yeah. I mean, you play with the odds. What's more interesting is why did you need milk at 11:30 at night?
Because of my coffee. Now, DA, what you're missing, and I didn't point this out, is that it took me 4 days to get the nerve up to even do this.
So you could have had coffee 4 days ago or just ordered it.
What do you mean, order it?
Not only that, but he plainly stated that he waited till 11:30 at night for a reason. Did you miss the reason?
Damn!
But also,
I love you, DA. I do. No, I love you, but no, you know, no, no. Actually, sometimes you need a spanking.
Ooh! And she gives
it to me.
And she gives nice spankings too, DA.
I've married, Lady K.
Whatever.
And it's so awkward because your man is looking at me right now, and he can disconnect me.
You're only saying that because your wife is probably downstairs of your house right now, listening to the show. She's probably streaming the show, and that's
why. I'm looking at the numbers. Nobody's watching the show, Corey.
Thank you very much, DA. That didn't hurt. You see
it's
what I do?
It's birthday, damn it.
It's my birthday, damn it.
Happy birthday.
It's my birthday. Where are we at on time? Am I past break?
I showed the break.
Okay.
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
All right. Well, we'll go on a break. But Lady K, are you at least are you proud of me that I ventured into a gas station for 45 seconds?
I am actually. The only thing that kind of struck me near the beginning of it, and when you did the calculations on the air and the volume and all of that, I cringed just a little bit because I thought, okay, well, in the QT, the air is going to be more concentrated if somebody had it, and it kind of scared me a little bit for you. But then you just had it planned out to where there was hardly anybody there. So then I figured, well, maybe it wasn't so concentrated.
But Lady K, wouldn't 10 people that didn't sneeze be better than the one person that did sneeze?
I don't know about that.
I'm going to get a rapid test first thing in the morning. I'm going to get a rapid test first thing in the morning.
Can you taste?
DT, I'm going to need you to come by the studio after the show. I'm going to need one of those anal rapid tests. All right. Well, Lady K, thank you so much for joining us. We will let you go so you can rest down.
My pleasure, my honor, completely.
And thank you for the happy birthday. I won't even play the happy birthday song since you sang the happy birthday song.
I think you need to play it anyway because you need all the happy and all the birthday you want to get.
Well, Lady K, the problem is baby, I can't find it on the iPad. I'm old. I can't find it. I don't even know where it is. I didn't know where it was the first time. The only thing I can locate is, and nobody even heard that. I can't find the birthday song.
I'm old. Well, in that case, there's only one thing left to do.
Yes.
Then there's only one thing left to do, and that is that DA and DT have to sing it to you.
Boom, bitches. The thing is that they are on at least a 0.7 second delay.
Happy birthday
Happy
birthday,
birthday
to you.
That was great, guys.
Make some tomato soup and some grilled cheese sandwiches. You fat ass.
See? Lady
Don't let me send you a cryogram.
Oh, she's going to send you a cryogram, bro. You know what? She just sounded a little loud.
Don't let her know we gon' send her out on that team, boy. I get you.
See, at one point, you don't even need words.
That is very true.
We are good. We are so behind on break. Lady K, Target's going to kill us.
I know, and I'm so sorry.
All right. We love you. I love you. D-T loves you. Little D loves you inappropriately. D-A can't love you because he's afraid of his wife. But thank you so much for joining us on the first one and a half segments of the opening of the show. You go enjoy the rest of the show. I'm going to get to something and stick around because we're going to have a birthday special Bitch of the Year nominee in America. F yeah.
Oh.
What? Oh. A double seg?
Okay. A double seg. We call that a DP here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
No, we don't.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I love you guys. I love you, love you, love you.
We love you too. We will let you go, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back after this on Fat Guy. Damn it, I wasn't even ready for the break. Okay, so we got about another 20 seconds.
Bye, Lady K.
Ain't that some monkey blubbing?
This has been the most professional show.
And a beautiful. Shut up.
She's good. Yeah. She's good.
She's amazing.
Honestly,
she's,
why haven't you had a show with Lady K?
Because Lady K is, I don't know. Well, let's go to break and then we'll talk about it when we get back.
Oh, we didn't go to break yet?
No, we didn't go to break.
I thought you doing this crap was you going to break.
No, I'm going to break now, you monkey lover. Yo, chicken
you feet. You just took your birthday off, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Monkey
I should
love a chicken feet.
I should be drunk right now. We'll be right back. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Here's the commercial, DA. Which one do you want? Which one do you want, DA? Make a decision.
Afterburn.
Which one do you want? We don't have Afterburn. Damn it, okay. DA. Put your pants back on for the love of everything holy.
I don't need to. You want to know why? Because this is Afterburn, bitch.
Dude, it's just a commercial. We're just talking about it. You don't have to get in full regale or out of full regale.
But how else am I going to show you that I can make it slap on both thighs?
You make it slap on both thighs when we're on the show. This is just a commercial for Afterburn to invite everybody to go subscribe so that they can hear more of this and possibly see your ability to slap it on both thighs.
Watch Thursday's show can't see me tucking in between my thighs either. Look, I got a little camel toe.
Oh my God, nobody wants to see that.
Then why are you still looking, Corey?
Put that away.
Never. I want to rub it on everything and give it salmonella.
This is why people subscribe to Afterburn for the audio and subscribe to Afterburn for the video. $3 to hear it, $8 to see it. And Lord knows between UDA and my little brother, DJ Little D, God knows what you'll see on Afterburn. Here's the interesting question, though.
What's interesting about it?
The one that should be naked is the one that's never naked.
You.
DT.
Nah, that's a little mocha cub.
You need to put your pants back on, and everyone listening needs to go subscribe to Afterburn so that DA can take his pants back off. You see the circle of life here? Are you seeing the circle of life?
Watch this, Corey.
Oh, God, you go. Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. This commercial needs to be over. It needs to be over right now.
Yeah, smell the mic.
I can smell the slapping.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Oh, turn your mic back on. Your girl is gone. Now you done forgot how to run your show. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what segment are we in? Target. Hi, Target. Target.com through the link on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, is where you do all of your Target shopping. It is springtime, and Target has amazing deals for spring. You can even get large, big, huge, cartoon-sized water bottles like the one Dante just drank of at Target. But when you shop Target, think FatGuyRadioShow.com first. I do. Target. Expect more. Pay less. All right, welcome back to the Shoddy Whoa Whoa Whoa. If you haven't figured it out, it is my pandemic birthday. I like to refer to it, DA, as the second anniversary of my the second anniversary pandemic birthday.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because last year it was still pandemic-y.
Oh yeah. It was like in the height of it.
The big boom of it, you know what I'm saying? So it is. And so I was wondering, you know, what are some of the things that people do for their birthday in the middle of a pandemic? And DT, yes, you are absolutely right. Thank you for asking. This is a list.
Ooh, I was love going the there. List.
I knew it would be.
All right.
You had that look in your eye. You have this thing about you when you talk about lists.
Do I?
Yeah, yeah, it's like your heart goes forward, Gail.
Yeah, and your eye starts glistening like you're about to cry, but it's like you're making love to the thought of a list.
No, it's tears. So here is 13 things to do on your birthday alone. Now, I will say this seems like the most pathetic, saddest list I've ever Googled in my life.
So you relate.
Very much so, DA. Thank you very much. You've hurt my feelings yet again. So.
Got you, buddy.
13 things to do. Ain't got my back on a live show, but man, when I need my feelings hurt, he's there.
Got him.
Got him. Hey, I showed up to that live show.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'm keep talking. I got my blicky. All right. So 13 things to do on your birthday. What happened? Alone.
How'd you know what a blicky was?
Don't worry about that. I'm a grown ass man, dog. Didn't you just be my chick?
Back. She taught you a lot of stuff. And she can teach you a lot of stuff about this podcasting.
Everything she repeated is stuff I've told her. Okay, so number one, DA.
Like a true pimp.
Have a good old-fashioned movie or TV marathon.
Okay.
I don't see it yet.
I'm going to give that a nah. No.
You do that anyway.
Right, like, I know. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah. Like in 2017 when everything was open.
Yeah, when everything was open. I was having a good old-fashioned movie. But even though right now, DA and DT, it wouldn't be a good old-fashioned movie or TV marathon, it would be a Twitch streamer marathon.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I can dig it.
I mean, I literally missed out on one of the guys that I follow on Twitch, Benny Streams. Shout out to Benny Streams on Twitch. I missed one of his live streams because he's in Norway. So he streamed for 10 hours, and I kid you not, I sat back and watched all 10 hours of his stream.
That's a long stream.
On repeat.
You were doing other stuff.
It was the court case of Speedy, one of the ring leaders of the Vagos.
I only know the one from the Gonzalez's.
No, I'm talking Grand Theft Auto streamer stuff right now. RP.
Oh, okay.
I'm so invested. So shout out Benny Streams. What's up, yo? He plays the character of Santiago. He's part of
like,
the,
this is like a whole drama show?
I'm so invested. I literally watched this.
He used
this.
To make fun of me watching video games, and now he's watching courtroom drama video games?
No, it's courtroom drama, which is part of the RP of GTA. Speedy is a character in GTA. Is it all tied together now? Or
no,
I
get it 100%. Okay. It's like his D&D.
He's
D&Ds.
Watching Law & Order on Grand Theft Auto.
On Grand Theft Auto on Twitch. But again, I'm not mad. I hope you subscribe to that man.
I did. I subscribed to him. I subscribed to...
Like, y'all should subscribe to us. Oh, we're on... Never mind.
Yeah, you can subscribe to us. So, Benny Strings.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, you too.
Number two, ask friends and loved ones to send you things to pass the time.
Nah.
Sounds a little needy.
I haven't asked.
Am I anything but needy?
I don't know how to pass my time. Can you send me something to do?
Yeah, Corey, like I would never hear you say those words. Hey, send me something to help pass the time. You fill your time in your days. Yeah. But yeah, to pass the time of him adoring them and probably, never mind.
Thank you very much.
Right into the ramekin.
Oh, no. I accidentally paused the backup. I just realized it only caught the first 35 seconds of the show. All right. Well, it's picked up now, so no problem. Number three, get a virtual birth chart reading. What the hell is a birth chart?
Oh, those birth charts are really accurate. I'm just going to say they're like you put in the time you were born, the date, and all of that, and then it kind of reads you to a T. I've read a few of them. They all say, like, they're on point to me. But I did that before the pandemic.
Okay, all right. Well, this one I really definitely won't do. Number four, get a virtual tarot card reading. Hell to the no.
Yeah, nobody knows spirits into your house.
I don't need to know my futures.
I want to know my futures so I can change it.
I create my futures.
Why would you want to change it? What if you knew it, but the risk of knowing it would prevent it from happening, and then you know it and it's just super great, but now it can't happen because you chose to know it.
Ooh.
This is not
a
back.
Book, actually.
This is not that. Back to the Future, Marty McFly. Number 5. Participate in a cool virtual experience. That's what I'm doing right now, bitch.
All the time. Every Thursday.
We wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for the
Mount Center time.
That's very true. Thank you, DT, for the plug. But participate in a cool virtual experience. None of my friends want to nude FaceTime me. That's the only cool virtual experience that I could come up with. Thank you, DT. All right, number 6. Have a cozy readathon. These suck.
Yeah. Where numbers. Where is this list from? Stupidlist.com.
Is this for a single white woman?
Well,
this is from Tasty.
Maybe so, because number 7 is whip up a bar worthy fancy cocktail or mocktail.
Drink? We're really going.
No, that's something to do that we only do during the pandemic.
Okay.
Is drink.
It's really getting, it's definitely getting single white female now. Number 8, go down memory lane of old birthdays.
Oh, that sounds like something you would do.
Booty.
I can't remember them.
It's been
I
so many.
I passed out on each one.
I puked up half of them anyway.
Exactly.
Number 9. I don't even need my birthday to do this. Bake yourself a birthday cake.
He does that on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuesday marathon, Wednesday birthday cake.
Okay, it's starting to get really stupid now. Number 10. Journal. Journal about your year. No, it sucked. It was a pandemic.
Well, but it's also it's good to capture the emotions of the moment.
I capture the emotions of the moment every Thursday at 7 o'clock on fatguyradioshow.com/live.
Another plug.
Triple facts. Number 11, spend time in nature. They want me to take my clothes off?
Maybe.
They want me to
but
get the nudist?
If you do that, then someone will mistake you for Bigfoot.
That's very true. It's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, do some aimless online shopping.
I'm sorry. The way you started that, I thought you were going to say do some anal online shopping.
No, I can't do that anymore. They took that section off of Craigslist. Number 12, do some aimless online shopping. I do that anyway. Why do you think Walmart is still partner with Fat Guy Radio Show?
Right.
Because I keep buying stuff. Number 13, this is the last one, and I think this is the most pathetic of them all. Decorate anyway. How sad is it if you decorate for your own birthday party of one? Is that really like a level of pathetic, a pathetic that is unknown?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say yes, but also a part of me says it's still being creative and doing something. So, I mean, it's not too bad.
All right,
well. I wouldn't be mad at it, because what if somebody does happen to come over? Yeah.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
There's that thought.
Oh, DA, you're so cute. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
That look in your eye. I've seen it before. You lost something.
Oh, damn it. I did.
It's the damn pliers again, ain't it?
I don't know. I need a set of pliers for like every room of the house or every level of the house, because I lose them all the time.
Well, it looks like you're going to Home Depot again.
It looks like that will be the case. And you know what? I'll walk into the Home Depot, or in this day and age, I can have them bring it out to me. Mm. And it'll probably be the normal customer service lady that I always see in the orange schmuck that comes out and says, "Hi, Mr. Blaze. Here's your new set of pliers."
Again.
Well, looks like I'm heading back to FatGuyRadioShow.com ordering me a new set of pliers. This time, DA, I'm going to pick up what? 4?
You said for every room, so maybe 8.
That's very true. You know, maybe they have a plier necklace that I could just wear around my neck. Therefore, I'm never without a set of pliers.
You know the little thing with the keys that hang off your belt hoops?
Like a janitor in high school?
Like a janitor. You can just have all of those full of pliers.
I won't walk straight, but I'll go to Home Depot and buy all those janitor key string pliers.
You'll be jangling around, but you won't need pliers because you've been to the Home Depot.
The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Back to the fun and folly
It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. Your spring living awaits at the Home Depot. Check out Home Depot's decor, ready to put a spring in your spring. HomeDepot.com has everything from switching out the old doorknobs to new updated doorknobs, going from the round doorknobs to the square doorknobs, or if you really just want to spruce up a room with some fresh foliage, some plants. Home Depot's nursery has the most amazing plants for your region of the country, wherever you are. So hit up HomeDepot.com. They have an amazing warranty on their plants. If you get one and it dies over, Home Depot is there to help you if it leads up to you having to replace it. Shop at Home Depot. It's spring. It's fun. It's time to do it. I'll be hitting up Home Depot very soon as I work on trying to get my yards back in place and as I actually start to finish my bathroom revitalization in my downstairs powder room, DA, the powder room revitalization. So Home Depot is where you start for all of that. And when you do, go to FatGuyRadioShow.com to get to Home Depot. All right. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. If you're just joining us on live stream, that is Doug, the DA Andrew right there. And my grown-up Christmas wish.
Yeah, you almost said it. You almost said it right, Corey. That mouth don't lie.
Only because you're wearing the Fat Guy Radio Show, it's a podcast thing shirt. I'm starting to think that your wife didn't do laundry for you, and that's probably the only shirt you have to wear.
Hey, I rock it. It's like a uniform.
And on the show is our executive producer, Daniel D. Tay Taylor.
What's good? About time. Like, dang, y'all have a whole little bromance going on. I'm just a little jealous.
Definitely not.
Yo, he looks a little jealous. Why? What were we even talking about that will make you jealous?
Y'all literally, Corey's about to slip out and say that you're his birthday wish and everything.
My grown-up Christmas wish.
Grown-up Christmas wish. And then, like, I'm sitting here. I still haven't even got introduced. He starts talking about your clothes and likes how you wear it. Pretty sure he said your eyes are hypnotizing. I don't know. Like, I'm a little taken aback here and a little jealous.
His eyes are a little hypnotizing because I have always been a fan of the color red.
Hey, it's the hard contacts I have. Nothing more, nothing less.
This calls for it.
For clear eyes, use clear eyes.
Hey, you remember that, dude?
That's why his eyes are red.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
I remember you did that on the afterburn. I was cracking up.
I know, because you was high. All right, boys. The Masked Singer is back, and I have not mentioned The Masked Singer on the show. It's been back for quite some time, but the judges are doing what they do again, and it's irritating me.
Misleading the audience?
Totally misleading the audience. So there's one of the masks is a triple mask, and they are called the Russian Dolls. And the Russian Dolls have performed, and I think, again, this is not an iconic voice, but a very recognizable team of singers. So there's three Russian Dolls and there's three performers, and they've performed several times, and the judges just keep missing it from calling them all out except for who they really, really are. And I have the clip of their last performance from last night's show. I don't remember the song that they're singing, but as soon as you hear it, you'll know what song they were singing. But this is the performance of the Russian Dolls. I know who these guys are. I don't know if you two will know. And I don't know if anybody on the live stream will know, but this is a clip of the Russian Doll performance from last night's Masked Singer on Fox. Take a listen and tell me if you can figure out who this. These are three voices as the Russian Dolls from the Masked Singer. Tell me if you can identify who this group is, because I think it's plainly obvious.
Anyway, I went in there.
Oops, wrong button. Can you, just from that little clip, is it obvious? Because when they first opened their mouth, I knew exactly who they were.
Nah, not at all.
Do you tell
me? Not even a clue.
No, it's not Michael Jackson. He's D.E.D.
Oh.
You know, like, yeah, he came back for that?
It's not El DeBarge.
Are we Jodeci? Sure?
Okay, I will play who I think it is, and you tell me if it's if you're feeling me on it. I think it's the boy group, the brothers Hanson. We played them on the show several times when we were able to. Listen to those harmonies. Now, we may get sued for those 15 seconds, but I just played them for comparison.
Yeah, you just got this okay. Us to monetize like crazy.
Do you hear?
I think I can hear that. Let me hear the Masked Singer.
You want me to go back to the Masked Singer? Let's see if I can cue it back up. All right. Masked Singer, Russian Dolls performance. Now, they're a little older now. Harmonies.
Okay, I heard a little with the ooh. I heard a little ooh pop, dop,
yeah, because that's what they're famous for. I couldn't play ooh bop because that would have really gotten us in trouble. So I'm only risking a $10,000 fine for that other song. But
I can hear it.
They're a little older now. Those songs, yeah. They haven't released a song in quite some time. Kids. Yeah. So the Thinking About Something was a track that I played, and that came out, man. Jesus, I don't even it doesn't even tell me when that came out, but it's been a while. But they're guessing all over the place. But one thing that I didn't mention about the Masked Singer, and a lot of people hit me up on social media, is that when it came back for this season, Nick Cannon wasn't the host.
Who is?
Makes sense.
It was
all his sponsorship.
It was being hosted by Niecy Nash.
Oh, word?
Yes.
Oh, that's your girl.
Oh, that's cool.
And listen.
I mean, she was your girl.
Look, I love Niecy Nash.
She's somebody else's girl.
I love Niecy Nash.
Right? Until she was a girl.
I love her, dude, but hosting? Not her bag, Daddy-O. She wasn't that great from my eyes. I love you, Niecy, but that was a miss. And I think
Corey,
it was like
Corey's
a
still jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous of the
why?
The
why is she not a good fit?
Niecy Nash is an actress. She's an amazing dynamic actress in comedy and drama. She can pull it off and she's amazing at it. But hosting a game show like that, it didn't work for me. It didn't pull together. She seemed very screechy. She came across very uncomfortable. And what it seems like is that something happened with Nick that prevented him from doing the show, and they just brought Niecy Nash in. Like, I think it was maybe last minute.
Then they probably should have delayed taping, pushed it back a little bit.
Maybe so. And also, because it's now airing just now, this was most likely taped during the summer of last year at probably one of the heights of COVID in California. And I'm thinking that maybe Nick, I don't remember any reports that Nick had contracted it or not. Like Luke Bryant just contracted COVID on American Idol. I don't know if Nick Cannon had a problem like that when they were taping this show during the winter. So I don't know. But Niecy Nash, it just wasn't a good fit for me.
Hey,
her
hosting. Didn't hear about Nick Cannon when he said that stuff. He had Professor Gruff on one of his podcasts that he does. And he had said something about a certain group that I'm not going to name.
Yeah, we mentioned it. We ran around that topic here on the show. Yeah.
And that's the reason why. He lost all of his in sponsorship show hosting and all that.
But before you get all down on the Nick, he came back last week.
On the show?
He's back on the show. So that's why I kind of formed the opinion that Niecy Nash was a last minute fill-in. But yeah, Niecy did like the first five episodes and then Nick came back.
Because they brought in Niecy and they realized, our rating's going down. We need Nick.
Yo, Nate, just apologize for what you said and then just come back.
I don't think he apologized for anything. I'm sure he did. I think maybe it has something to do with protocol. I really think maybe it has something to do with protocol. With COVID protocols in California, and there's a reason why he wasn't there. Nothing has been reported as to why Niecy Nash was there, or I haven't seen anything that explains why she stepped in, but she did step in and it just wasn't a good fit. The show was still good, even though it's kind of really hacky this season. Guess who was one of the, who was in the costume of the snail? There was a costume of a snail. Guess what celebrity was in the costume of the snail?
Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Was not Snooki. DA, you have a guess?
What's the, Joe Pesci?
No. This is why I think the show is sliding down the slide of it going away. This might be its last season. The celebrity, as I use finger quotations, that came out of the costume of the snail was Kermit the Frog. Is that not literally a costume inside of a costume?
Yeah, but somebody still does the costume.
No, not the guy who plays Kermit the Frog. Literally, Kermit the Frog, the puppet. He was singing in the Kermit the Frog voice. It was Kermit the Frog. That's who was in the snail.
Kermit, he's a celebrity.
Yeah, and he's making a comeback even without the rest of the Muppets.
And then this is what really threw me off. They had another person on there that was dressed up as the Phoenix. The bird, the Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And this one, this person got probably one song out and was gone on the first show. Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, what the? Okay.
It was Caitlyn Jenner as the Phoenix. And this is no spoiler alert because these were, you know, the first two or three episodes that all this happened. But
but you're judging them on a pandemic year.
Yeah.
Like, how many celebrities are rushing out? They didn't know what it was again. Like, it last summer. That's the height of the pandemic.
It's in the height of the pandemic, but we're talking about the Masked Singer. The pandemic protocol is literally built into the name of the show. Boom.
That's true.
If I didn't have this RE320, I'd drop it right now. That's a mic drop, baby. Yo, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You Gucci?
I feel you. I smell what you're laying down.
Mm-hmm.
How dick would you planting?
I don't know if that's a dump or not. You dig
what you were planting?
What you were planting.
Oh, I thought he said the abbreviation for Richard.
No,
see, you're
I
so
dig.
Sensitive. That wouldn't have surprised me if that was a dump somewhere in that basic common sentence.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Of the English language.
DT doesn't get dumped. DA no. does.
Yes. I would have said it, you would have stopped the show. We would have had a flash meeting.
A flash dance meeting.
Disco jam.
Right outside. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, folks. And on the other side of this, America F Yeah, which I think DT will be very excited to hear who's our America F Yeah story.
Ooh.
And then Little D would be very excited if he was here for our Fat Guy Radio Show. What is it? Bitch of the Year nominee. I'm sorry. It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. La, 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 la. La. We'll be right back.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
Time. What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
I didn't even hit my baby.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Can we just redo that break? Because I totally smashed that.
Go for it.
No, I'm not doing it because when we're on break, you fall asleep. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Shoddy Whoa, Whoa, Whoa. This portion of the show is brought to you by our bonus show, Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I remember earlier, but then I forgot again.
Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Burn someone.
Awkward.
That was very awkward.
Awkward.
Wish somebody would have wrote a read.
Well, you know what, DT? I blame you.
Mm-hmm. You dropped the ball last month. I'm dropping the ball this month.
I didn't drop the ball at all last month.
He didn't drop the ball at all. There was a miscommunication. You see how DA, I can blame him and then defend him.
Back in your mouth.
Defend him.
But you make sure it's not flaccid at all.
It is my birthday, damn it.
That's what the shirt should say. It's my birthday, damn it.
It's my birthday, damn it. All right, which one do you want first? America F. Yeah or Bitch of the Year nominee?
Let's go Bitch of the Year. Yeah, let's go Bitch and then America.
Okay, we'll go Bitch of the Year nominee. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment that be sweeping the nation. It's Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year nominee. Oh! Bitch. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year nominee is 59-year-old Kevin Wayne Van Leuven of Oakland County, Michigan. Kevin works as a home inspector. And while out conducting a home inspection on a 22-year-old woman's home, the woman was alerted to movement in her child's room by the nanny cam. Wondering why Kevin, the inspector, was in the room, the homeowner opened the app and played the captured clip. She was surprised to see Kevin holding a Tickle Me Elmo doll and pleasuring himself. Of course, the homeowner reported the incident to the police along with the video footage. When Kevin was confronted by officers about getting jiggy with Elmo, Kevin claimed he was just moving the toy to locate an electrical outlet. But when officers told him about the nanny cam footage, Kevin allegedly made incriminating statements and apologized. Kevin was arrested and charged with aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property. He was also banned from being alone on any residential properties he didn't own by a judge. He's facing 2 years in prison.
Wow.
That's it?
And now we know, boys, now we know why Elmo claimed it tickled.
That's not right. That's not right. You know how much Elmo I consume on a weekly?
Oh, yeah, because Elmo is running rampant in your house right now. But home dude, there's, you Google this, boys, there's literally a picture, a screen capture of the nanny cam with dude with one hand in his joyful region, and in the other hand, he's clutching an Elmo doll.
Tell me it tickles. Tell me it tickles, Elmo.
Oh,
it tingles.
He's looking at Elmo talking about, tell me something good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, DA, what the hell are you reading? You have been distracted the entire show.
No, I haven't. What are the most engaging ones?
What are you reading off to your right or your left?
The Laker game.
Because I keep seeing you do this. I keep seeing you look off to the side, and I keep setting up pauses and breaks for you to get into the conversation, and you have missed 99.9% of them tonight.
I think you're just being overreactive and a diva because it's your damn birthday. No, I haven't. Now move on to the next one. I was engaged in that one.
What color pants are you wearing?
White.
You getting the dull end of the knife. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the second segment that is Be Squeeping the Nation. It is America F. Yeah! America,
yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, we feature America F. Yeah, where we feature Americans doing what Americans do because we believe there is still love and goodness in America. Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. Buying an engagement ring for your future life partner can and is expensive. Most jewelry stores offer a layaway plan or financing, which allows someone to buy a ring and pay it off in installments. Most of the time when this route is taken, the person buying the ring may be working an extra temp job or doing odd jobs, odds and ends just to make the payments. all in the name of love. Well, last week, a man walked into an Atlanta Zales jewelry store to make a payment on his fiance's ring. What he didn't expect was to have his entire remaining ring balance paid off by none other than
Shaq,
the Big Cactus, Diesel, the Big Aristotle, Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq was in the store to purchase some jewelry for himself when he overheard the very nervous gentleman ask a store attendant how much he owed on the ring. Shaq interrupted the conversation between the ring buyer and the store associate, reached into his pocket, and from what the release video, it appears that Shaq handed the store associate an Amex Black card and said, "I'll take care of it." Shaq was later questioned about the leaked story on Inside the NBA on TNT, and this is what Shaq had to say.
"Well, anyway, I went in there to get some loop earrings, and I seen the guy come in. He was just so shy. He was saying, 'Hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring?' It was just, and I was like, 'My man, how much is the ring?' And I'm not going to say the amount, but yeah, it's not enough to me. But I just, you know, and this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady, she had a autistic daughter. Mm. And, you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture. And I just took care of her. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed. Like, I didn't mean for that to get out, because I don't do it for that, but... like, the guy just came in, and, you know, he's a young kid. He's a hardworking guy. He's like, 'Hey, man, I can come back next month.' And then next, like, lay away. Like, he's, yeah, you know, he put some money down, but I was like, 'You know what? Tell your girlfriend I got to take care of it.' At first, he didn't want to take it. He's like, 'Man, I can't do that.' I said, 'Don't worry about it. I do it all the time.' So I'm just trying to make people smile. That's all."
Sounds like you picked a winner. Well done by you.
Yes, now his woman know he ain't pay for the ring, though.
Yeah, why? Now everybody knows.
Now everybody know. Now his woman going to know he ain't.
However, the money that he was going to pay for the ring, now he can use that for the
wedding.
Very true. Yeah. Very true.
There you go, big fella.
Dwayne Wade with the save there at the end. And that has been America F. Yeah. DT, I told you were going to like that one.
Yeah, I heard that story. That's why when you started reading, I was like, where's he going with this? And I was like, oh, this is the Shaq story. Yeah. I love this story. This thing was amazing.
Detail.
I don't know who said it, but I was thinking it the whole time. Now that it's out, yeah, it's like, oh, that's my fiance. He bought me an engagement ring. Like, but it's not even the fiance yet, because he wouldn't have proposed.
Ah, very true. Well, they're a young couple. Maybe young couples these days is like, yo, baby, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go down here to the mall, hit up Zales. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm going to hook you all up. Yeah. You're going to be all Gucci. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get this ring, but I'm not going to be able to give it to you right now, yo. You heard what I'm saying? I'm not going to be able to get to you, but I'm going to swerve through every month. I'm going to put a little something on it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I'm putting a little something on
he
it,
gave
but
her a string.
Yeah,
or
but
a rubber band.
But here, take this string,
placeholder.
Yo. Take the rubber band from off of your arm from you shooting up, baby, and put it on your ring finger. You know what I'm saying? But we can avoid doing crack for at least 6 months while I pay off this ring. You hear what I'm saying? That's probably how it went down, DA. But DT, I don't mean to throw salt in the. I don't mean to pop the balloons at the party, but interesting that this story got out when Shaq has a line of jewelry at Zales. Mm-hmm. I smell maybe a bit of a marketing rat.
You gotta be kidding.
At the beginning of that clip, which we didn't play, he says he has a line of jewelry at Zales, and this situation happened to happen. At Zales.
Oh, yeah. That's a plug.
But he also went there to buy some hoop earrings.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, they were making fun of him for the fact that he was going to a mall jeweler, you know, and he's Shaquille O'Neal. But I will counter-argue myself. Shaq is known for doing things like this.
Shaq comes to the studio with these big bags of money, and he just goes up to random workers saying, "Hey, here, some extra money."
When you got money to burn like that, I get. But Shaq can do it. But this one, I felt had a little twist.
It has some advertising in it.
Yeah, I smelled a little bit of a rat boo-boo. Just a little mm-hmm. Shaq rat boo-boo mm-hmm. when I found out that he has a jewelry line at Zales. And of course, now what's going to happen? People are going to go to Zales.
Because they're going to hope Shaq buys his jewelry for them.
All the broke people going to go to Zales. So, D.A.
Huh?
That's what you were doing before you went to the show. That's why you were late.
And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm on Zales. They have a beautiful ring set.
You gonna get you some of those gold hoops? You gonna get you some of them gold hoops? Some big, huge, ghetto, fabulous gold hoops?
Black on it.
Then Wendy Williams gold hoops. You gonna get some of those?
They won't let you breathe. You'll pass out with them.
Probably so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you. Happy Halloween.
Oh, happy birthday, Corey.
It is my
birthday.
It is my birthday, you sons Corey. Of monkeys.
How old are you?
All right, let me hold on.
35.
I'm 35. Wait, let me do some fat guy math here. All right, my calculator just read off. To be continued. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. Thank you for the birthday wishes. It is my birthday week. I do have plans for my birthday. I'm going to go get takeout. And I have very quick shout out. No, I'm not shout them out next week. I haven't gotten the cake yet. I ordered myself a custom ice cream cake from an ice cream shop in the Peoria area. I haven't gotten the cake, so I'm not going to mention them yet, because if I get the cake and it sucks, I may want to slam them next week.
Smart.
So I'm not going to give you a shout out right now, but I will shout out again, Benny Streams on Twitch.
Where are you getting your takeout from?
There are a couple of places on the list. It's a tour, and yes, one of the stops, Hula's Modern American.
Yes! You knew it.
Tiki. Yes. Yes, I will be at Hula's. They have an order online. You order online, you drive up, they bring it out to your car. That's how I'm doing all of it. It will be Hula's, even though I'm going to start my day off with a horrible breakfast from Denny's, because I don't know, call me ghetto if you will, DA. I like the French toast slammer at Denny's, and that's how I'm starting my birthday.
Their slams are fire.
And then I will make my way to Hula's, and then for my midday snack, I'll be making my way over to the tamale store.
Okay.
And then to wrap it all up, boys, and finish it with a nice, hearty, gut-punching dinner, my boy Josh at Miracle Mile Deli.
Ooh.
That's my birthday round. And literally, the geographic way of that around the city is literally going to take me around the entire city. So nice. I will probably put on maybe about 100 and 150 miles on my car. But that's fine, because Jeez. That's the total amount of miles that I put on my car all of 2020.
So are you going to hit each one of them, like, one after another?
No, individually. I'm going to go get to Denny's, come home, eat it, cry alone, shirtless, dream of D-Tay. Then when lunchtime comes around, I will head up to... Actually, I will go pick up my cake, bring that back, and then go to hit up Hula's. Bring that back to the crib, you know what I mean? Throw it in the middle of the floor, roll around in it, get some peanut sauce in all the crevices, you know what I'm saying? Get a pot sticker stuck where it's not supposed to be stuck. You know what I'm saying?
Stickers be stuck.
You know what I'm saying?
It is your birthday.
And then I'll eat that. And then I will have cake after that, a slice of cake after that. And then when my midday snack comes in, I'll drive over to the tamale store in the East Valley. Order that for pickup. Pick that up. They'll bring it out to the car. Grab my tamales. Come back to the crib. You know what I mean? Scarf them down. You know what I'm saying? By time, I'm sure I'm going to be in a full-fledged, full-on depression at this point. But that's not going to stop me from hitting up Miracle Mile Deli before they close at 9 o'clock that night. Happy pandemic birthday to me, yo.
Hey, and Lady K says, happy birthday, Corey. Aww. Y'all have a great night.
Aw, that's so true. We going way deep into this bed. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to rush because I only got a few minutes left in it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumbing out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Send us a gift. We love surprises to box 41506 Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about through your mask, tell them. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor,
what's good?
Doug the DA Andrew,
Huh?
And my brother, Little D in Absentia. And thank you to the lovely Lady K for joining us. I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people. Yeah, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.
It's my birthday.
Hey, 8:47, say goodnight, guys.
Money like a chicken feet. Monkey lover chicken feet.
Monkey lover chicken feet. I am the Southern White. I'm the Southern White Corey.